currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Connie Turman. Scores of citizens and organizations devote the best of their artistic ambitions to our city. And for the second straight year, the Kirkland Cultural Council will award the city's most productive individual or organization with its Cachet Award. Cachet stands for Collaboration of Arts, Culture, Heritage, Education, and Theater. This year, the Cultural Council is considering 8 finalists for the award. 3 of them are individuals. Sue Healy earned a nomination for her contributions to children's music. Healy runs the Kirkland Children's Music Studio, which engages more than 200 children in what she calls musical friendships. Matthew McCauley's enduring Kirkland historical work and his book, A Look to the Past, helped him into the finalist category. Karen Story has been fundamental to a variety of Kirkland's excellence. She's part of the band Backburner. She's the chair of the Highlands Neighborhood Association. But her greatest contribution to Kirkland's arts was her fundraising effort that helped rescue the summer concert series. The council is also considering 5 organizations for the Cachet Award. Those organizations include the Kirkland Performance Center, Kirkland Heritage Society, the Kirkland Choral Society, the Kirkland Arts Center, and Studio East. The Cultural Council will announce its winner on March 5th. If you've ever harbored an ambition to help shape city policy, now might be the right time to act. 8 of Kirkland's advisory boards have vacancies, and the city is hoping that you will fill them. Design Review Board, Library and Park Boards are looking for new members. So are the Planning, Salary, and Transportation Commissions and the Human Services Advisory Committee. To be considered, you'll need to submit an application to the city clerk before 4 p.m. on February 16th. For more information, visit kirklandwa.gov and type current recruitment. As much as we hate to admit it, currently Kirkland isn't the only place to get city news. Along with its website, kirklandwa.gov, Kirkland also has a couple of Twitter feeds and Facebook pages to keep citizens informed. For tourism information, type Explore Kirkland into the Facebook search bar. On Facebook, search for Kirkland Environmental Services, and on Twitter, search Kirkland Enviro for tips and updates on recycling and waste reduction. For general government information, type KirklandGov in Twitter's search bar. And finally, we're bringing you a story about resourcefulness. Last summer, copper prices were spiking at more than $2 a pound, and that got Jason Fillon, Kirkland's park operations manager, thinking about a 39,000-pound cable of copper buried in Juanita Bay Park. That cable had once facilitated up to 30,000 conversations between Kirkland and Bothell. But since the advent of fiber, it had become obsolete. And since it was sitting in the wetland, Fillon figured the city should remove it. So he made a call to the cable's owner, Frontier Communications, and he made them a proposal. If we remove the cable from the wetlands, he had said, could we sell it and use the money to help pay for a picnic shelter at Juanita Beach Park? Frontier said, sure. And last fall, a couple of Kirkland's workers dredged that 39,000-pound copper cable from the wetlands. Fillon sold the copper to the highest bidder for $1.55 per pound, or $61,000. The Kirkland City Council thanked Frontier Communications last Tuesday.
We have 1,300 employees in the state of Washington, and we also have our Frontier values that are near and dear to our hearts. And one of them is called Be Innovative and Open to New Ideas. And I was delighted to hear about the request that came through Kirkland to us. And when the engineering teams and local operation teams got together to discuss it and what the money would be used for, and the fact that we couldn't get at the bridge, then it really made a lot of sense for us to just go ahead and donate it. And we're just delighted, and we can't wait to see the park up and running. So thank you very much.
Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.